Dear participants and guests, first and foremost, I'd like to thank each one of our precious participants and colleagues for sharing their valuable remarks with us. The detailed analysis and all the scientific data presented so far once again leads us to a single truth, that God, Allah, exists. The universe is not a product of random chance or disorder. In every corner of the universe, there exists a flawless and perfect order, which is glorious down to its finest details. This orderliness leaves no room for errors. Despite its clarity, some scientists, however, ignore and hide this fact, which all the branches of science subscribe to. On the other hand, those academicians who see and want to express this truth are dismissed from their positions in their universities only because they criticize the theory of evolution. The question is, why do these people speaking on behalf of science hide the scientific facts? In order to understand this, let's make a brief outline. The theory of evolution, which is the ideology of Darwinism, claims that there is a struggle in life, and life is a field of struggle. The stronger will eliminate the weakest one, and then this way the humanity will improve, the species will change from lesser ones to the higher ones that will improve. So this way the theory of Darwinism, the theory of evolution, legitimizes all kind of oppression, all kind of bloodshed, this way to and this way we observe all the wars, all the bloodshed, all the oppression, all the racism in the world today. So that Darwinism should be refuted in the scientific sense. Everyone accepts that the last century was one of the darkest and most horrific centuries we lived, and it caused inordinate bloodshed and violence. We can give a few examples of the disasters Darwinism visited upon the world in the 20th century as follows. Bloody dictators such as Stalin, Hitler, and Pol Pot massacred millions of people and became notorious with their cruelty. In the 20th century, 160 million people were killed in wars. This figure is many times more than the number of people killed since the beginning of the history of humankind till the 19th century. Hitler even had thousands of his own people killed in gas chambers. Why? Because he considered them to be useless. In many Western countries, from England to Germany, from the US to Sweden, hundreds of thousands of human beings were sterilized or left to die because of the ideology of Darwinism. Racism became the official ideology of some states, and because of their race, some people were not considered as human beings and massacred easily. Conflicts and wars between the East and the West, communists and capitalists, the left and the right took place. For this reason, people of the same nationalities and even brothers turned hostile to one another. So, the ideological foundation that pushed the 20th century into such turmoil, conflicts, wars, and commotion is take its roots from social Darwinism. Social Darwinism is also responsible for the hate and enmity among people now in the 21st century. Consequently, what needs to be done for the vicious cycle of violence to come to an end is obvious. The materialist viewpoint, which is the basis of social Darwinism, must be defeated in the intellectual sense. This will bring peace, happiness, love, and respect to the whole world. For this end, it is vitally important to explain that Darwinism has been refuted in each and every field of science. So, as to make people understand that Darwinism is nothing to do with science, but against, in contradiction with the evidence from the scientific field. Finally, on behalf of the Techniques and Science Research Foundation, we want to thank every participant once again. We thank you for supporting us to establish a better world in the light of the evidence shown by objective and true science, and we wish that the friendships we have established today would become long-lasting. I thank you for your attendance and wish you a good evening, and hope to see you all again in our next meeting. Thank you.